Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Episode 28. Back in the building. George.
Eight.
Ryan.
Oh.
Daniel's back in the building.
Hey.
Dang, he stole your tagline.
2 weeks in a row. We ain't never had a guest come on 2 weeks in a row.
I have a tagline?
Hey.
Oh, I just changed it up every time now.
Well, it's A and boing.
Boing.
Yeah,
so now it's just eight.
Y'all headphones good?
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
I don't have headphones.
Feels like a...
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Turn it up a little loud.
What are we talking about today?
Talking about mags, the mag raffle, I guess you call it. Mag raffle.
I don't know what it is.
Reverse shatter backboards. Talk about some Supreme. You want to talk about Future and Reebok and saving. You love Reebok, so it could it be.
Reebok is fine.
Can you save it? Can you save Reebok?
Okay, that's false. But
and then we'll get into our top 10 today.
I appreciate your contribution.
In line with reverse shatter backboards, we're getting our top 10 today. The top 10 best non-OG Jordan colorways
way to put it.
Of all time to us.
Non-OG colorways.
The best.
To us.
To us.
My list is actually pretty fire.
If I could own everything on my list, I would sell it all, and then I'd probably retire for a year.
Most of the stuff on my list, I probably owned or would never wear anyways. But I like the way it looks aesthetically.
Like, I would
wow,
like,
that's very.
I would
very,
like to get everything on my list for free, and then I would like to sell it, and then I'd like to travel the world for a year, okay. Making vlogs.
Now you must got nothing but M&Ms and
making vlogs that George will watch.
Yes, all day.
George will subscribe to my vlogs.
Mags.
I think the only thing I'm subscribed to on YouTube is Sneak Diss.
Hey, thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate your listening.
We appreciate your contribution.
Thank you.
We have 102 subscribers now.
George is one.
Thank
George
you,
is
George.
One. George is 101.
Lit.
Mags. Who's copping?
Hold on. Yeah, exactly. What are we doing here?
Let's go with Daniel first. You get pickups?
I got my V2s.
Got your V2s. What size you wear?
10 and a half.
How, they fit tight? I heard they fit snug. So George says.
I like mine to fit a little snug, so I actually had the option of the 10 or the 11. 10 and a half or the 11, I went with the 10 and a half.
George says we can wear
12s. The fit on the shoe is way different than the fit on the other shoe.
Did you get them locally or?
Yeah. One of the guys. In
I will
look, if you the look at the,
finally gave them
look
up.
At how it's, oh, how, really? Look at how it's designed in the back. The back is like...
And, like, holding it, like, it's a lot thicker than a normal...
The, like, back of the shoe thing, the way it's
swoops.
Knit goes in like that to your heel instead of, like, being straight.
You wore them yet?
Yeah, I rocked them all weekend.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was a super hater of the V2 before they seen it. Like,
oh,
I'm a V2 person.
Yeah.
Stop.
I like them better than the ones.
Yes. Oh, stop.
Yes. I swear
to you. Oh, no. I did.
Yeah.
And then you hated them.
And I hated them.
And I said, I don't know why Simple says stuff like this. You say that about everything, and then you turn around and love it.
No.
You say you hate
I like 31s from the start.
I don't.
You
see, I like.
No, you didn't.
I like yes, the.
You like the commercial and the advertisement from the start. And then you were like, all those suck. And then when you saw the shoe in hand, we were like, it's not too bad.
I like the 31.
No, see, I liked all along. I said I liked the silhouette, the way they designed it. I that was fine because I mean they don't have that back tab. I think that's kind of cool, but I don't understand the supply thing. Why does it have a racing stripe on it?
I don't think the stripe's that bad. I think the
it's
problem
not it doesn't make the shoe like want, it doesn't make me want to like throw the shoe in the trash. But I don't. It makes no sense.
Like, is that Black Friday 3 pair? Is that true? I seen a picture on like Sneaker
the
Watch.
The black and white one?
I want to know.
No, there's
where...
like 3 blacks that come on Black Friday, and it has one that has the yellow stripe, the copper stripe, and the pink stripe.
Where's the one that?
I would do pink
where's
stripe.
The all white and where's the triple white and the triple black?
They're not coming out.
Yeah, I mean
there
those
was
were
actually,
only samples from the very beginning. Or?
Yes, there was actually a video from Kanye's video they did with French Montana, and French Montana had the white ones. It was like a Instagram video, and he was like, "Yo, what do you know about these non-release sample pairs?" And Kanye was like, "That's right, never coming out."
We actually cleaned a pair of those, actually.
So did you?
Yeah.
Were they French Montanas?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
How'd I get those?
The Sneaker Don had them at one of the shows. Steve was showing me pictures of it.
Oh, really?
It was kind of something they did on the low. He had it, and he's like, "Hey, can you guys clean these for me? But like, do it back here, not so everybody would see it."
What so was this
they,
at?
They cleaned them for him, and then he was walking around with them.
What was it, somewhere?
I think it was New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You travel with them all the time?
I haven't been there long enough.
But oh, really? Oh,
okay. I've seen pictures of it, and he was telling me the story.
How long have you been with Souvenir?
It's like a little over 2 months.
Oh, that's it? Yeah. Oh, I thought you'd been there like on some years or something.
Nah, man, come on.
Oh, okay.
Still making moves, come on.
Oh, so V2s, that was
so,
it?
So wait, the only things that's coming out then is the thing with the design on it, the knit that came out? Like a different variation of that, those ones that are all solid.
There's like
colors
three or four colors.
I saw those on Instagram.
Like seen.
Like I saw them on Instagram, and it was just three black, the exact same shoe, but the stripe was different, all Black Friday. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, so. Everyone's seen that picture. That's been around for a while. Oh, you talking about the one that said like semi GR, limited, and then there's another one that has, says
that.
Like.
I see something today, and it had all three lined up and had Black Friday in giant letters. And
oh, yeah, I didn't see
yellow
that.
Stripe, pink stripe, red stripe, orange stripe, whatever it is. It's kind of ridiculous that the only thing that's changed on the shoe, you got three identical shoes and the stripe is different. But anyway, so what else you get? That was it?
That was it.
Man.
You got
a good price? Kinda.
I stayed within my budget, we'll just say that.
Did you get rid of some things to cop
nah,
it?
Nah.
Okay. Simple, you got anything? That's a stupid question. What did you buy?
Actually the only thing I bought this week was some Ronnie Fieg Sabagos.
Or the maroon ones?
No, I bought the navy ones? Blue ones.
Oh, how much you pay for those?
$35.
Man, from where?
eBay.
Man, stop. You got to prove that. Huh?
Actually,
you always, you everything you cop.
It actually might have been cheaper than
between
$35.
Between $35 and $50.
Might have been $28.88.
George, you cop anything?
I don't think so.
You cop anything?
I mean, like, might have bought some clothes. no shoes.
Hella hats.
I need
Mitchell and S.
Moon Rocks. 11 and a half or 12, worn preferably.
Oh, man.
Or Oxford Tans, 11 and a half or 12. Either one, get at me. I need them.
I thought you meant the Sabagos, like the teal ones you got.
Oh, no. They're the camp sides of one of the ones I got.
Yeah, George is trying to cop all 350 Yeezys.
No, I don't care about the
tans.
The Turtle Doves.
The
Turtle Doves are too expensive anyways, but...
Yeah, those are through the roof.
You
got Turtle Doves?
If you see them from like certain angles, they look dope, and then certain other angles, they look trash. So the other ones, I just like the tans and the moon rocks better because it's like almost a solid color kind of.
Wait till George mess around and get 750s and be hunting for all those.
I will never, ever own 750s.
You're wearing to the gym.
I would buy some 750s. They weren't in the thousands. Yes. Only the gray and gums. Maybe the black.
What about 900?
I would pay 600.
So what about 900?
I'd pay 600 for a pair.
900?
ATC is 800 for
maybe for the
for,
gum and
for
gray
add to
maybe.
Cart total price $800
round two
plus
had
tax.
Had a pair for $1,000, but this past weekend it was their 1 year anniversary, so everything was 10% off. So essentially
really?
$900.
Which one
for the gum?
Oh really? Yeah, the prices on those are coming.
I still didn't
way
go on
down.
Round two after you came last week.
I need a pre-owned.
I need to go on there. I don't know what it is.
Just follow my Instagram and turn your push notifications on.
I need a pre-owned 750 gum.
Yeah, but do they 600. Have steals is what I want to know. Because if they don't have...
Look, follow them on Instagram.
I'm trying to...
For a pair of worn, as long as they're in like decent shape, Oxford Tans or... Moon Rocks. I'm not paying more than like 750. I mean, that's the range I'm looking in. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't have stuff in that range, like he was telling me, the Urban Necessities had something. What'd you say it was? 625 or something for V2s? It was worn, or what was the price?
$625 for a 10.5. It was worn once.
Yeah. So I mean, that's it. And the equivalent of that to one of the V1s, I think probably would be in the fair range. So I would pay that, but. I'm not paying over $800 for a worn pair.
Follow Urban Necessities. Send them daily emails.
Well, what's worn? I would pay.
I'm not paying over $800, period. That's the point.
Yeah.
I want a worn.
I'll be honest with you, though. Just the fact that you're willing to pay $7 is groundbreaking.
Like, that is groundbreaking.
Because you must refinance. I mean, like, now we both have been like really anti going up a certain amount. But the fact that you're
saying you already
that?
Did it like 3 or 4 months ago, so you beat me to it.
Oh, I need you to chill, B.
Oh.
George Christ. George must have come into some money lately.
Nah, George loves the boost. What did I cop?
I'm the boost capo.
I didn't cop anything, I think. I did buy a bunch of hats. I pre-ordered some Dallas Cowboys stuff that should be waiting for me in Dallas this weekend.
That doesn't even make any sense. You said if you don't buy it there, it's not authentic.
I pre-ordered in Dallas. It's waiting for me. I already paid for it. Like, I'm
going to pick it up.
That's how we got it. I go straight to the Dallas store. They
you
say,
actually
great.
Have to go to the store and like slide your card or it doesn't count.
I paid over the phone. It's already done.
That doesn't count, though. You got to buy something else in there. Like you got to buy a sticker.
A nice postcard. A nice little Troy Aikman Mitchell-ness throwback.
Why
Thanksgiving
didn't you just
jersey.
Order from Mitchell and Neff.
Yeah, because I get it cheaper at the Dallas store. Yeah, but I get it cheaper at the Dallas store.
How
the
is
Mitchell
that
Neff store, I just do.
Because he knows people that know people that know
I get
people.
It cheaper at the Dallas store. Anyways, that's
you
all
got
I
it
got.
From, you got it from the Mitchell and Neff store in China?
Mags. Yeah, right. Mags. Who's copping?
How many tickets did you
Everybody
buy?
Is trying None. To cop.
I haven't bought anything.
You're not going to buy any tickets at all?
I don't know, man.
$10. When's the last day? $10 could buy could win you a $10,000 shoe.
It's for like 5 days or something like that.
It's impossible. It's no way to win. Not a single person in the state of Arizona will probably win.
You know who else says that? Everybody that doesn't buy a lottery ticket.
Yes,
and every
thank you.
And every few weeks, somebody wins a lottery.
How many you buy, Daniel?
It only takes one. You can't win if you don't play.
Yes, thank you.
How many
you buy?
I bought four.
You bought four.
But I do know some. Well, I don't know somebody. But Steve told me his friend spent $10,000 on tickets. Already.
Didn't I tell you somebody
Why?
Was going to do
I
that?
I mean, well, no, of course we already knew that. Celebrities are going to do that.
This is what I would do.
Well, you can write it off, number one. But number two, why wouldn't you just wait till they came out?
That's
you,
what I would
You'd be able
I
to get a pair for $10,000.
Yeah,
you're
what
paying
what
$10,000 and not guarantee yourself anything.
Yeah, but at least you're donating the money if you do buy the tickets. If you just buy it resale, you're not donating anything.
Right. You don't get to write it off, but you get the shoe. Isn't that the whole point? Well, maybe not for him. He's not. He's probably some rich, so...
Let me tell you something.
Simple dad probably, I mean, uncle probably donated.
How many
like
you buy, Simple?
50,000.
I should have my uncle donate like 50 grand.
How much you buy?
Just I haven't
for
bought
Mag?
Any yet.
You hate Mags.
I haven't bought any. I'd wear them if I got them.
Look at you. You a
nope.
stunt double. You can't do that,
nope.
huh? You can't 1 week put Mags on your most overrated sneaker list. Wish you had them on there.
Are you sure?
Facts. And then you said, and now you're like, hey, you know what? If I copped, I'll grab them.
I don't think Mags are on my most
Mags are 100% fact on your most overrated sneaker list.
I'm about to go back and listen.
Please feel free.
He just wants that hyper adapt.
You like Mags?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the
regular. You like Mags,
maybe
George?
No.
Maybe
no,
that was
no.
the regular Mag. These are self-lacing, so that's a little that's different.
Not like the movie self-lacing.
That's are you? But wait. Are you copping the runner that comes out? That's self-lacing because those
yeah.
are ugly.
I would buy those. Adapt.
I was actually watching a video on that. You see how they charge?
Yeah.
The little pods that stick up
it.
Underneath?
I mean, it's just
it
a cool
like the same
shoe.
Way like an iPhone does.
But is it going to come out like a regular sneaker, like masses-wise?
Man, you tipped this empty bag over to me like thinking like I was getting another rip.
You ate the whole thing. There was three left in there.
I don't know, man. Y'all like the process they're doing?
I think it's definitely going to raise more money.
It's going to raise a lot more money. But obviously
you,
it makes
you think
it irritating for the people that...
Oh, okay. I know why you're saying it's going to raise more money because people who are not going to get them are going to pay. Whereas if it was on eBay, you only get the shoe if you win. I mean, the people only money
yeah.
they get if you win. All right, so that makes sense.
I don't
statistics,
know
statistics, George.
Ugh. I'm not a fan of the process. You know what I'm actually more irritated with is the fact that like, you know, I don't even know if I want to say that because it feels like when every time the Aunt Pearls and stuff come out. For, like, breast cancer. Like, everybody I see now is like, you know, I'm doing this for a good cause, you know. I knew somebody. Like, stop, man. Like, you could have donated money any time. Like, don't tell me you donated your little $10. You know, I just this hits home. This hits home. Like, shut up, man. You could donate money any time you want. Like, stop it. And it's just irritating. It's like everybody when all pink shoes come out. Yo, I knew some of my friend's sister's aunt. She had breast cancer. Like, shut up, man. Like, you ain't. I ain't with it, bro. I'm going to tell you one thing. Mags, the way they're released, I just feel like Jordan 1s, Bred, Royals, Shadows, all that should be general release. Mags, they shouldn't be general release. But Mags, they should do it like Tesla, all right? You should be able to say, you know what?
Oh, go in a store and, like, bespoke or
and,
something?
Like, yes. You should be able to say, like, go on Nike online or whatever, and you should be able to say, like, you want the auto lace? The automatic
Nike
lace?
Nike would definitely make more money doing
or the
that.
Regular lace. And say, like, regular lace is $600, auto lace is... $800-$900, okay? And you should, like, hey, you got to wait a year to get the
Yeah, but we agree on that also with, like, Jordan 1s and stuff like that. Right. Like black and red.
But
like, I think they should always have that.
But yeah, but I think a Jordan 1 should always be in the store.
Maybe not necessarily in the store. Well, I mean, maybe not. Well, because if it's in the store, then you have physical stock. If you order it online, there's no physical stock. Like, they can just make it for you.
Right. I mean, like a Bread 1.
Yeah, made to order, yeah.
And a Royal 1 should be in a store.
Like a Bespoke.
Like, right. I'm like stores get shipments of, what, Air Force 1s, like, every so often. Like, right. They should do the Jordan 1. You should
So you're talking about specifically Nike stores then, because otherwise, if you're talking about another store, they have to have that stock, and then that's a liability.
Look, however they can get it done. Mags, I should be able to say, like, you know what? I would like the auto-lacing mag, and I'm willing to wait till December 2017 and give you that $800, and you could donate whatever. Yeah, but you know what? People would pay the $800. $800, people would pay it. We're already – you just paid $7. For Yeezys.
For a wearable shoe.
Okay. Well, they're wearable. It's a boot shoe, but those are wearable. All right. Nah, you can wear them.
No.
They're ugly.
It's a prop. It's a glorified prop.
It is. Which
well,
I
the
feel
first
like
one was definitely a prop because they called it a prop. This one, it's auto lacing. It has to be a shoe. It has to be wearable. Why would they make the waste of money on it?
I mean, either way, like, it should be available to anybody who
wants
it. I want
to see the prop from the movie, because when you look at it, it looks like it's like the most highest quality shoe. It looked like
in the movie?
Sway. Yeah. Like,
I can't remember.
If you watch it, like, a few of them. I mean, obviously, it's it's a movie. It's completely fake. But the thing that he put on looked like it was like some super like
and it's
futuristic,
not
high quality like suede leather, still, whatever.
Still waiting for that bag, though.
That's dope. What's dope. All right. And you, like you said, they're not the right auto lacing, because the strap used to close up, right?
In the movie, there was actually like somebody holding it or something like that, or somebody.
Oh, that's how they really did. Oh, okay.
So when he cut when he stood up and it was already laced.
Oh,
he didn't like lace it and then got up. It was like some contraption they had wires running out.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I don't know, man. I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna buy a ticket. I just don't.
I think I'm gonna do $20 just because I want to say, hey, I gave it a shot. Mags.
I mean, if you told me you did, I'd believe you.
Plus,
you don't have to.
How dope would it have been to win the shoe for $20 versus the guy who spent $8,000?
But for me, it wouldn't even be like that. It would just be like same thing when they were on eBay. You bid, I bid. We knew we weren't going to win, but we bid like $2,000. Just
I did. I bid $2,000 because I knew I was safe.
I just did it. Yes, but we also did it to say, oh, we put a bid in.
But I would have paid the $2,000.
That'd be kinda cool. Yeah, I know. That's why I put, like, I don't remember what I did, $2,500 or something. But
yeah, it was low. I actually asked my wife. I said, you care if I bid like $2,500, bid it, and literally got outbid it like in minutes.
I think I led like overnight, but it was at the beginning when they like first went on, and then after that,
I don't think I'm gonna buy any.
I'm thinking it went like $7,500 or something.
I just don't.
It's supposed to be less than 100 pairs this time.
Less than 100 pairs. I mean, the odds of that. I think I would rather go put my $20 in a Heat Locker and try to win with the Keithy.
I might actually around doing Heat Lockers trying to win some Yeezys.
Yeah,
so many people win. I get jealous.
There was somebody that figured out the Heat Locker.
Okay.
There was.
Yes, the same man
who figured that out.
The same goes into like Dave and Buster's and tells you how to cheat code on all those games. It's
talk
the same
about
thing.
It. We'll talk about it off air, but there was a man who traveled around beating Heat Lockers.
I'm sure there was, but if the employee is watching you, if it's that way, you can't do it because you have to press the lock button.
I'll show you.
We'll talk about it off air.
I mean, I know for a fact I can figure it out.
I know.
Easy.
Well, you can figure the timing out. Yeah, I mean, that's...
No, it's not a timing.
No, it's not.
Something different.
Yep.
Then you're talking about actually, like, cheating on the machine then. Yes. I'm talking about someone can just in their head figure out like, oh, release the button at this point.
Only you could.
Yes, a stethoscope.
like a safe.
Only you could, Rayman.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Well, so George is spending 20. Simple, how much you spending?
I said I might.
You're only going to spend 10 bucks? You ain't spending 10 bucks.
One ticket. Willy Wonka.
I was about to say that golden ticket.
I mean, what's the difference between 10 and 20? You might as well just light $20 on fire anyways.
No. I'm going to use that for lunch tomorrow.
Why? Think about that as a notion, though, too, the Willy Wonka thing. What if they just put random tickets in random shoe purchases? You went and bought some freaking Pegasus, and there was a golden ticket in it.
That'd be lit.
And you got a match.
Now, that would have been tight. That would be tight if anything you ordered off Nike could possibly get a golden ticket. That'd be tight.
Nike, if you're listening, golden tickets, B. Give us a tour of the Oregon factory and give us all the Jordans.
Like, I just
Oregon
think it's
peas.
Not...
Like that girl that gets them all now from ASU who meets everybody. Ooh. She's always bragging in the group about her signing pit crews.
Oh, you're talking about the move to
Yeah,
Oregon?
But isn't she a student, too,
or
something?
She works there or something.
I mean, I don't know if they still hand them out to the actual pit crew, but that was what the first students just got the shoes because they were part of the student
section
at the arena. Like, that was – that's the best part about it. The first idea was just give the students who were in the student section at an Oregon basketball game a Jordan. That's the best – to me, that's the coolest part. Now, I don't know if they still do that, but that's what they did with the first ones.
Uh-oh. They gave everybody the student
section. That's why they called them the
pit crew. At ASU, Ultra Boost.
That's why they're called pit crew?
Yeah. That's what their student section is called at Oregon, pit crew.
I'll be honest with you. I thought it had to do with NASCAR.
No, because the original
– no joke.
The original arena was called the pit, and they when Phil Knight –
God, I don't know. They lived in Oregon.
Built the new thing and renamed it.
I've been to so many Oregon
Matthew
basketball
Knight arenas.
You never sat in the pit.
You're right. Because
we're part of
like,
the crew.
I think I was like 10. shite. Well, I'm not buying any. I mean, I don't know why. That $10 I could put towards V2 Yeezys. Though.
So what about?
I'm literally scraping.
There you go. You there.
I'm scraping.
You're almost there.
That doesn't even
short.
Make any sense.
Why not?
Anytime you think about buying something, you just transfer.
That's
you
literally.
You just transfer it over to a bank account. And you stack it up.
I was at Starbucks. I was like, yo, let me get that venti caramel macchiato. I said, no, let me get that tall.
And then you put $2
back for them Yeezys.
There you go.
I'm scraping for Yeezys.
Yeezy bank.
That's what you should do. You want Tans and Moon Rocks, and you're looking at me like you're insane.
Yes, but I'm not buying them back to back. I'm just going to get whatever, which one I can get first, and then wait like next year and get another one.
So, George, next time you're at that Panda Express line. And
I'm just going to go win them in the machine.
You
so
can pick between the two item and the three item. Pick that two item. Put that $3 towards Yeezys.
You know how many people I've seen win them on videos lately? I'm winning them.
You're not winning anything.
You ain't winning them.
Bet.
Shite. So
shatter backboards.
Oh, who copped the shatter backboards?
I copped the bot. I copped the add to cart shatter backboards service.
So add to cart means like you have to log on and like cop it, right?
No, add to cart means it's auto checkout.
Oh, see, I call those auto checkout. I keep thinking it's an like add to cart and an add to checkout auto cart.
No,
okay,
my,
so
I copped. Yeah,
you bought one too?
Not yet. Debating up in the air.
I mean, I'm still I'm hopeful for a phone call, but I'm gonna buy two bots if I don't get a second phone call.
I bought one.
The question, do you like this one better or the original?
The original.
The black toe.
Way better. You said it's just as good as the original.
I mean, I like it. Like,
you,
I think it's just as good.
Your standard of those shoes is...
If I had to choose between, I would pick the original over this one. But, like, I like orange
two
and white.
Two questions,
so.
Do you, yes, you're a brown fan.
Obviously, yeah. They're reaching, I would say, with this.
They are.
And the other thing is...
what, by making a reverse?
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, is people are just going to buy it based on what happened with the last one.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Because you look at the shoe, it's not...
Look at UNC ones, which in my opinion are probably one of the nicest Jordans to come out.
It is pretty nice.
In the past four or five years. And I was walking around Heat Soul Summit and they were $190 dead stock.
There you can get those retail. You might get those under retail.
All right, so did he... Was that a shoe that he had during that event? It was in China or Japan or what?
No, he didn't
when he broke the backboard.
France,
they never existed.
They never existed. They're just modeled after
the uniform.
Yeah.
Right.
And these are supposed. They call these ones the Aways.
Well, he had to have a shoe. What shoe did he wear?
He was probably wearing that color. Airship. Probably wearing an airship.
It was something.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
I don't think it was a ship. It was something else. I can't think of what it was. I mean, we want to look it up, but I don't know, man. They're like you said. I think they're reaching like reverse.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think. It's an orange shoe. Like, it's not, to me, tight. I think, to be honest with you, I just want to try to get them because I didn't get banned ones. Like, I can't get a single one. Like, I think that's the only reason I'm trying. I bought a freaking bot.
What's the last one that you successfully purchased?
Shadow ones. Do you know how I got those?
It was 2013.
Yeah, how I got those was I went to the mall literally at, like, I think it was at Chandler Mall, like, 10 a.m. I don't know why. I think I was going to a doctor's appointment. And I got to that side of town way too early. I went to Chandler Mall. I'm just walking. I called George. Sheik was just putting them on the shelves. Shadow ones on the shelves. I just walk in like, hey, man. And he was like, yeah, we just got them right now. I bought them. Called George. Like, yo, you want one? George was like, nah, I think you already got some.
Yeah, I got it from Sheik.
You already
California.
Got some. Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to go high, so that's why.
And he wouldn't let me buy more than one. He was going to let me buy two. He was. But I only bought the one. And that was how I got shadows. And you know where shadows are?
My closet.
I did sell them to you. F you.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say I have no idea.
Wow.
That's even worse. scoundrel. This is a buccaneer. This is a pirate.
How much did you sell him to him?
I mean, you shouldn't be surprised.
I don't even know.
$270, I think.
I sold him that much?
I think they're where'd that money go?
That could have went to V2s.
That's cheap.
You probably use them for V1s.
It was like two. It was almost 2 years ago. Now.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I sold them to at food trucks. Yeah. Food Truck Friday.
I think I sold mine for $400, but that was at a store.
Yeah, you sold them at Pound for Pound.
But I don't even know where that money is. I think that money is in my savings account.
Dang, must be nice.
I would use that for V1s, but it's going to something else.
So if you get reverse shot or backwards, are you keeping?
I have no choice. Ooh, so what are those?
I don't know.
If you're getting reverse shot or backwards, you keeping?
Gotta find the color.
Daniel? So Daniel posted, Daniel just showed us a picture of...
If I got him, I would keep him.
He's dunking, and he's wearing a Jordan 1. I don't know what it is.
Which is probably why they made
like
the Jordan 1.
It looks like a Chicago one.
It looks like a Chicago one.
It looks like a Chicago. Made the Jordan 1 into the shoe, that's why.
I mean, I just figured it was old, so they picked Jordan 1. Like,
nah, that's a shattered backboard, huh?
Yeah, not, okay.
Yes,
that's the one white. That's coming out right now, the orange one.
I'm going to buy a bot. I bought a bot for Pharrell's, the NMDs, and struck out.
It was Chicago's.
It was Chicago's? Oh, yeah, them Chicago's. That's tight.
I have the real shattered backboards, then.
I bought, technically, yes. Yeah. That's actually true. I got every AJKO. I mean, if anybody cares. You know. I mean, all I honestly feel like is just bad karma. I should have never sold those band ones from 2011. Sold both of them. Never seen the bread again.
What was the AJKO that got recalled?
The bread.
The bread one.
Recalled?
Yeah, from mold.
Yeah, mold all over it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not mine, though. Yin Yangs. The Yin Yangs, the black and white ones, these are better than shattered backboards.
$80 everywhere.
Yeah, but they're better.
Where?
Go on Kick Steals. They're like $88.
I'm trying to cop both of those.
They're better than shattered backboard oranges, reverse shattered backboards.
False.
That's a fact.
What is?
Yes, they are.
Which ones?
Yin Yangs or whatever.
Just copy some of those and then you can make some.
Yin Yang what?
The
Yin
ones. Yang ones. The all black ones and the all white ones.
Oh.
They're better than these
not
shattered backboards.
Whisper.
Oh, the ones that just came out like last month or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. They're better than these. Dang, these on feet pics look fire, though.
Fire.
Of what?
The reverse shatter backboards are fire.
Man.
Rocking with a Johnny Manziel jersey.
Okay. No, you can stop now.
Chill out.
You can stop and leave.
I wonder where he's going.
Hang up your headphones and get out.
Y'all copy shatter backboard 31s?
Wearing my Josh Gordon hat.
Man, you better go somewhere.
Y'all not copy shatter backboard 31s? Why not?
I might.
You better go somewhere.
I know you're copying them just because.
I can get them on that discount.
Oh, my God. What else? Anything else, guys?
I mean, you want to talk about?
We shouldn't hate on them because that's what we did when we had the ability to use that, the 40% off too, or at least
but we weren't buying trash. So.
You want to talk about Reebok?
Well, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, we could talk about Reebok if y'all want.
I mean, I don't think anybody in the world cares about Reebok except for you and the three people in that Reebok group that hate you.
Oh yeah, they hate my guts in that Reebok.
They hate your guts.
So idiots. No, I was just saying because Future's with Reebok now, signed a deal. Every concert he does now, he's wearing Reeboks. I was just saying that can Future do anything to revive Reebok?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think anybody can do anything to revive Reebok at this point.
If Allen Iverson can't, Future can't.
No. Okay, Allen Iverson did. Okay.
No,
that's
now.
Not true.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
When Iverson was with Reebok, Reebok was like Nike.
No, he means now. Not back then.
Oh, not now. I mean, they only come out with
you
questions.
You said revive. At that point, they were okay. It didn't need to be revived.
Iverson doesn't do anything right now. He can't do anything to revive it except walk around with braids and gold chains.
I mean, Jordan and Kobe's are selling. You're looking for a comparison.
Okay.
That's the point.
Kobe's
statistics.
The iconic figures.
This guy's an accountant and hates statistics. It makes absolutely no sense.
Iconic
only accountant
figures.
I've ever heard of who doesn't
That's
believe in statistics and sports. Would rather believe in eye test and opinion than statistics.
I don't know, man. I believe in the eye test as well. I believe in how I feel and gut feeling
makes no
as well.
Sense.
Statistics is like based off of like what happened already. Like I don't use statistics to base off of what is going to happen.
It depends what you're talking about.
It gives you a greater possibility of what could happen.
If you're talking about sports, then that's what you use to make predictions.
But
that's how Vegas works.
I use gut feeling. It's not always right though. It's just the best possible way to go if you're going to go a certain way.
It's not always right, but that's the whole point. In Vegas, they want a 50-50 split on every bet. If they get a 50-50 split on every bet, they make money.
Instead of stats, Greg and I like facts.
I said Cardinals.
Stats.
I said Cardinals.
What are you talking about?
Cardinals are going to be trash this year, and it's trash.
What in the world is this guy talking about?
Statistics are not facts. Facts are facts. The Browns are not making the playoffs. That's a fact.
Okay, but that was based off of what you know now, not what you knew then. Okay.
Exactly.
No, but then if we told you what you knew then, that the Browns are making the playoffs, you wouldn't have believed it. You would have said, oh, no, they're going to the playoffs.
Someone in here said maybe. Browns 8-8. That's all that was I remember. Me. Okay, well.
Yeah.
That's facts.
Those are facts.
Anyways.
And 8-8 is a stat.
So Future can't do nothing for Reebok? Future doesn't have that cool?
8-8 is something that actually doesn't have that happened.
Cool? I think the problem is, too, I mean, Reebok has Kendrick Lamar, and he can't do anything. I don't view Kendrick Lamar as cool.
But like, how many shoes have they?
Kendrick Lamar's not cool.
He has two, but they're both, like,
it depends on who you're talking about as cool. Because he's, I mean,
if we did,
he's not wearing luxury stuff like Future is, but he's but he's still wearing, like, he's not wearing, like, Dickies and Chucks. No, he's not.
Who? Kendrick?
Kendrick is not wearing Dickies and Chucks.
Every once in a while, you can catch him in some Dickies and Chucks.
He's wearing slim jeans. Like, what are you talking about?
He might have got it from Walmart.
I don't know what you're talking about, but you got to, I follow Kendrick a lot. He still come out there with a two-piece Dickie suit on every once in a while.
And I see, like, an actual,
he might be wearing Bureau Boys.
Pay attention to him fully.
Crack cocaine.
All the time. I don't know, man. If Kendrick ain't cool enough. He's dusty looking.
Yeah. That is true.
He's a cool cat. Future, I think Future has the cool, but I don't think, I mean, they must have paid him a pretty nice bag to sign with Reebok.
It also depends on what they allow him to do. Like, we were looking at the clothes earlier. That's it doesn't look like they really allowed him to do anything. There's some stripes on the sleeves and, like, the logo everywhere.
I think, you know, it depends on who you are. If you want to be that guy who signs into some and, like, want control, I think maybe you can make a difference. If you don't want that control, like, I don't look at Future as somebody who speaks out. Look at Kanye. Freaking... Well, he's already took over Adidas. Every single design now is based off of, like, Yeezys now. Like, they make similar looking Yeezys in other shoes.
But like, that's the thing too, is like,
yeah, but that's not the biggest part of their business. That's still a tiny part of their business. The biggest part of their business is
soccer.
Yeah. Other sports, the lifestyle is picking up, obviously, but a lot of that is also Pharrell. Look at all them human races. And what else did he do? He brought the Stan Smith back almost single handedly. You know what I mean? So
Shell Toes, not Stan Smith.
Superstars.
Yeah. He definitely brought them back in all the Adi colors.
But the other thing, too, is like he's not designer savvy. Like, what is he going to do? I'm sure that he's put stuff in front of him and he gets an approval or he might.
Cool. No one's taking. Yeah. But here's the difference. If Adidas, okay, well, those $2,000 sweaters or whatever didn't sell anyways, the Yeezy Season 1 stuff. None but if Future tried to do that with Reebok, people would die laughing. Like, Reebok doing a $2,000 sweater? Are you kidding me?
I think realistically, if they took a more affordable H&M style approach, like if they did inexpensive clothes that was inspired by half the stuff he wears, because you see how everyone was wearing those hats now. Him and Pharrell, like everyone started wearing those hats.
Because they Future does.
And long tees, like that's Future too. You look at it that way.
That's still Future, Kanye, all that. I mean, he's definitely an influencer, but
they're not going to allow him to do stuff like that.
I don't know if they want to allow him or if he doesn't even care to.
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares, to be honest with you.
He just collects
a check. I think he collects a check. I'll wear your Reeboks, come out with some free bands clothes, and call it a day. I think that's literally all he cares about.
Yep.
What's up? What up? What else, guy?
I think you got to talk.
Gucci Supreme?
Yeah, what's up with that? I don't know anything about that. I just found out about that right now. So what is it? All Gucci Supreme coming out?
No, just a Gucci Mane Supreme t-shirt.
Gucci Mane. All right.
Literally one shirt.
One shirt.
He's so upset.
A Supreme upset t-shirt with a picture of Gucci wearing a Supreme t-shirt on the t-shirt.
I mean,
$45.
Do you like Gucci Mane? Yeah. What do you want a Gucci Mane shirt for?
And it comes.
I can't do that, man. I can't walk around wearing a Gucci Mane shirt. And no one likes Gucci Mane.
I mean, I don't dislike him.
Oh, gosh.
And it comes in red, yellow, green, black, white, gray, purple. It's
the same thing Supreme always does.
Blue and light blue.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the same thing they always do.
Nine colors.
Well, thank
Gucci
you.
Gucci Mane t-shirt.
And y'all copping.
I'm copping.
We're try
I'm, I what got the bot.
I'm. That, okay, that so here's Levi the thing. Jacket? So like he said, what that shirt will probably go jacket? For $100.
Oh, so that Levi jacket I sent was Supreme?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, that was? Oh, I thought it was just a Levi.
Yeah, and then they have Levi pants, Levi jeans come out tomorrow.
No one's doing a bot for a Levi jacket that's not a collab. Or as Ryan says, a collab.
I thought it was a on collab. Levi's. I thought they were selling bots for the Levi's site.
Yes.
I don't follow stuff like that. That's just.
But you follow Dusty Kendrick.
Whoa. Yes, he's like one of the top three rappers. What are you talking about? So, I pay attention to his career. I listen to music.
Okay, so
I don't pay attention to Levi jackets.
Yes, listen to music. So what are you? can you see the outfit while you're listening to the music? I mean, what are you talking about?
You watch vlogs of like kids running around. And like I pay attention to Kendrick on like documentaries, doing speeches, doing stuff like concerts. I pay attention to that stuff. What are you talking about? All his interviews, I pay attention to that. I ain't watching these young little nerds walk around in Target
being all of goofy, a sudden, fam,
being goofy with Chucks on or whatever they wear. I was like, so upset that I pay attention to Kendrick Lamar.
You follow? I'm trying to figure out what connection you're trying to make between that and watching 10-year-old nerds and
stuff.
What are you
talking about? Because you're so shocked that I follow Kendrick.
That's not what I'm talking about.
But I don't know
what
about
are you talking
Levi
about?
Collab jackets. Levi collab jackets. Get the F out of here. That jacket was a jean jacket with fur on the collar. All right.
Yes.
They already made that before. They made that in 1988. It was a regular trucker
jacket.
They
probably made it in 1888.
And now it says
actually
Supreme on it, and cats are already in line right now.
The sad thing I was going to say is all the difference is the red tab, but Levi's logo is already
already a red tab, and they put a different red tab, put Supreme on it. F that. What you copping the Levi jacket too?
No, I'm just copping the Gucci Man t-shirt.
Jesus Christ. And I bet you go wear with your Gucci Man ice cream trucker hat too.
Oh, that'd be fire fit. Shut up and had those.
Yes, you wear it all on Halloween.
I actually did that one, too.
Anything else? Football? Paying attention? Sports?
There's no reason to pay attention to football anymore. Football depresses me now. I'm 1-3 in fantasy. I get bad beat every fucking week. Josh Gordon will never play for the Cleveland Browns again. Johnny Manziel will never play football again. Josh McCown will never play football again. RG3 will never start for the Cleveland Browns again.
That shouldn't disappoint you.
Corey Coleman won't be back for 3 more weeks. The only thing I have going good for me this week is that I have both Ravens running backs, and I got Terrence West off the waiver wire. That's it.
You play fantasy, Daniel? Not at all.
I can't sit there and watch freaking football all day.
I pay attention to it. And like I said, Cardinals suck. Like I said,
Cardinals
said they were
going to
be 9-7, maybe. And I said they were going to maybe be the wild card. They're trash.
Okay. They're going to be...
They just need to get their shit together.
Yeah, they need to get a few things together in every single area. Cowboys going to Dallas this week. Watch the Cowboys beat the Bengals.
That's not going to happen.
Raiders are good, kind of on accident. Bengals. But I said they win the division.
The Bengals are going to win.
No, they're not.
I don't know, kind of on accident. I don't know what that means.
They've been lucky for the last 3 weeks.
If anyone is kind of on accident, it's the Cowboys with a rookie quarterback starting. That is the literally definition of on accident being 3-1. Yes. What are
the
you talking about?
The last 3 games you guys have won were like, whoa, that was lucky. Maybe 3 or 4
what
games.
About the Patriots?
Saints, lucky. Titans, lucky. Ravens, lucky. All three of those were like
Eagles. Titans, Patriots? They won by a touchdown. That's not luck. The first game, yes. When they got 2-point conversion, yes. Luck.
After every game, you text, Raiders are lucky. Every single one in
after the first game.
After the Saints, the Titans, and the Ravens.
No. Titans, they won by a touchdown. Well, I mean, look it up. Last week, no, you said Ravens or Raiders are pussy when they gave up 2 TDs in a row to get the lead back. And then they went right down the field, 6 plays, touchdown. Derek Carr is
that's
that.
That's right. Check the stats.
That dude.
All right.
Derek Carr is that man.
Surprising teams. I'm not surprised with the Vikings. I said they win the division.
What about the Eagles? Huh?
I mean, they're 4-0 and
Eagles are
killing people. That's different. And the Eagles, definitely. And there's also surprises.
Eagles are surprising.
For being bad.
But I said Vikings could win the division, and you looked at me
like
I was
crazy.
Yeah,
but that was before.
I mean, I said the Vikings. Vikings
could. No. I didn't look at you like you're crazy for winning the division. That's totally within realm of possibility. But Bridgewater's out for the season. No one thought they'd be 4-0 right
like
now.
Bradford
completely
looks
different.
Bradford looks like how everybody always thought he should look. Like
that's true. He at least gets a touchdown to Rudolph.
There's
and
lots
Peterson's
of surprises.
Out.
Them being 4-0 is a surprise.
How long
New,
is Peterson?
New England going 3-1 and probably should have been 4-0 with the backup, 2 different backup quarterbacks is a surprise. Cardinals being 1-3 is a surprise.
God. And you see this, Daniel, the Supreme brick.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah. What do you do with it?
Display.
No, that's the whole, that's what they did. It's they're trolling everyone by releasing that to see if people will buy it. That's the whole point.
And that
that's what they did on purpose?
Yeah.
You've
no
been
idea.
In the Supreme store 50 million times. How nice are the employees?
I mean, I hate everybody in Supreme.
Exactly.
Every single person. But what has that got to do with releasing a brick?
They just
because
put their name
they
on
troll
shit
people.
And, like,
that's the whole point.
But shouldn't that make y'all not want to buy a Gucci Mane t-shirt?
Well, don't say y'all been looking at me because I don't own one Supreme
just
item.
Makes me not want to buy a brick.
But the brick sold out.
Sold out.
It did.
I mean, why don't they sell like something useful, like Supreme bars of soap or something? Like
you mean like a crowbar?
Okay, you just crowbars, answered your own hammers, question. How many Supreme employees
wraps,
have been nice to you when you've been in a Supreme store?
Not one.
Exactly.
I hate every single Supreme employee on earth.
Exactly, right? And they hate everyone back too, and that's the point.
F them. I follow them. All right. This is insane. All right. How much was that brick when it came out? $35?
$30.
$40. No, plus it was shipping. $40, I think.
And now they sell for $100.
Bro, they shipped a brick.
No, no. They're like,
they shipped a brick to people.
That's the dumbest thing is they the shipping was probably more expensive than what they charged. I
think it was
$20
shipping, I think.
Oh, my God. You got charged the weight of a brick. I can't, man. I bet you got that brick.
I didn't get the brick.
You want that brick?
They're reselling for like $60. Oh,
how pissed would you have been if you ordered the brick and got it and it was cracked, though?
There were people that got their broken brick.
I bet they probably put it online and call it like
limited. It's probably the dumbest thing that's ever released in retail in world history.
But see, if that was the goal to like troll people
yes,
that buy Supreme,
absolutely the goal.
Then people that buy Supreme should be insulted. Like you should feel like, man, what the like?
But they already know that's how Supreme is. That's the thing. They know you go in a store, you don't get customer service. You get a dickhead talking to
they
you.
They don't
like,
need to customer
point.
Serve you. The product sells itself. That's the ingenious thing about it is you got to tip your hat to them to how successful they are with their brand. To be able to not have to do shit in it to sell out.
I mean,
you gotta
like,
read.
Yes,
you gotta read the.
Let me quickly run you through the accessories available right now on Supreme before we get into.
Someone
our top
wrote
10.
An article about the brick, and they talked about all the stuff that's been released in the past that's basically useless.
I mean, I've
and
seen
just
a lot
says,
of useless nonsense.
So you got to read that article
right now on Supreme. The accessories are a brick, Hanes underwear and T-shirts that just say Supreme on them, but they're the same ones you can get at.
It's still useful.
Walmart.
You got those. Oh, my God.
Hanes Supreme socks that just say Supreme on them that are just socks. Hanes socks you get from Walmart. A ashtray that says Supreme, let's fuck.
That's tight.
That actually is tight. And a hot water bottle.
You don't
believe
that.
That says Supreme on it.
You think it's dumb when people like wear shirts around that say fuck in public. You think that's dumb.
It should
be
illegal.
Ashtray, though, but it's an
exactly.
ashtray.
It should be illegal to wear shirts with curse words on it.
Why would you think
if you're ashing your cigar into an ashtray that says let's fuck, that's tight.
Your definition of less tight and less
everybody
tight
should be insulted. The crowbar and stuff like that, I didn't understand it either, but I was like, eh, whatever. But an actual brick is different.
That's just
like,
a,
they're,
like
now they're
the
testing
crowbar
your intelligence.
Is to like break into other people's house and steal with their Supreme stuff.
Yeah.
They should have called it that. It should have been. That's what they should advertise it. I mean, they don't have one commercial. There's no advertising. I mean, there's just a line outside right now.
You can only get it from their store.
That's insane.
There's a line outside right now.
I mean, they sell bots to buy a Gucci Mane t-shirt. They should be able to make 700,000 of those shirts, and every single person should be able to buy one. Like,
they
that's so crazy. God, I don't know how much that company is worth. Who owns Supreme? Like, what's it own? Is it owned by a bigger conglomerate?
James Jebbia.
Yeah.
Who was that?
He started Skater. Union. Union and helped start Stussy.
God, I bet he's somewhere on a yacht wearing Versace. He probably ain't wearing no Supreme. He's probably on a boat wearing
him and Gucci Mane.
Balmain.
Yes. No, he's a skater. So I mean, I don't know if he wears Supreme, but
Thrasher.
He wears like Levi's and whatever your skater wears.
Yeah, when he's not on camera, he's wearing nothing but silk. He's wearing the finest silks
from
the finest yachts in Miami.
He's wearing DC,
hanging out with nothing but exotic women and laughing. All right. He probably built his house with Supreme brick. This is insane. Anyways, y'all do top 10 now? I can't handle it.
He built his house with Supreme
brick. Probably got a Supreme
bricks?
House out of bricks. Anyways,
he wears globes.
Y'all want to do? Yes, he wears what's the choice you like with the puffy tongue?
The globes.
No, them skater shoes. That's like the bulkiest shoes on earth.
The Costa ones?
No. The
S? The S Costas?
No.
Circas?
Circas.
Osiris D3?
Osiris's. Bruh. Yeah. Osiris's might be the bulkiest skater shoes on earth. I bet if you kick somebody, you kick the shit out of them, bro.
There's a couple of them.
Well, them joints are gigantic.
DC's, America's, they all
and nothing's bigger than
Osiris. They're all the same, but Osiris are gigantic, but they're all the same.
Osiris's are slippers.
S. Costin 1 and 2s are the greatest skate shoes ever made.
You never skated. What are you talking about?
I've stood on a skateboard before.
How are you going to rate a skate shoe? Oh my God.
Just keep swiping.
Dude, all these, I hate these shoes. I remember seeing kids that wore them at school. They
I
were
think that was
so
like junior high-ish.
I remember the biggest tongues ever. I always had air bubbles. Get these out of here.
They're lit.
I skate shoes ever. How are you going to rate skate shoes as skate shoes and you've never ridden a skateboard?
The greatest styling on a skate shoe ever. S. Costin 1, S. Costin 2.
List. What's the list, Simple? What's it called again?
Top 10 greatest non-original Jordan colorways of all time to us.
All time. Who got Daniel? Honorable mentions. Let's go, Daniel. For you got honorable mentions?
Yeah, yeah. I got three
honorable mentions. Y'all list done?
Yeah.
All right.
In no particular order, honorable mentions are Jordan 5 Raging Bull Toro, so the all red joint.
Oh, I didn't think of those.
Yeah. Oreo 4.
What is that?
The Oreo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Oreo 4.
What?
No, I'm thinking.
Are you feeling okay?
No, no, no. Fear 4.
Because you've been talking some nonsense.
I'm thinking of Fear 4s.
Yeah. He always. It would have been okay if he'd have put that one on there,
are
too.
You're right. But for some reason, I thought he just got mixed. Anyways, continue.
Anyways.
You having some problems today.
My last.
We need to get you V2s so you can feel better because you kind of act
bad. That's the antidote. And band ones and V2s. That's my Christmas list is band ones, V2s, and Pharrell.
Well, you're not getting that.
You didn't get any?
Yeah, you nothing. Must. You must mean Christmas list to yourself.
9.5, 10. I just want some.
I know someone that had. I don't know if he's selling them, but he got some.
Pharrell?
Yeah.
For how much?
9.5. I have to ask him. I'll ask him tomorrow.
What color?
What color? Yeah, I was about to say what color.
Fuck, black or what was the other one? I don't remember. I know he got a black one for sure. I don't remember the second color he got.
I need to see some.
And my last one is the Don C 2 Beach colorway.
I believe it.
No. So my honorable mentions are Wolf Grey 5s, Dave White 1s, and Knicks 1s.
Hey, turn them up.
I'm good with that. Turn them up.
I guess it doesn't matter now, but I was going to say, turn the mics down a little bit. Turn them joints are way higher than we normally
do. Well, I level it out.
All right.
My honorable mentions.
Look at that green bar right there. That joint is all the way to the top.
Fear 4s.
I need you to calm down.
Fear 4s, Nick 1, Lightning 4s, and Maroon 5s. And like I said before, Lightning 4s and Maroon 5s are overrated. No, I don't hate Lightning 4s. They're just overrated.
Yeah, you hate it on every single list.
You did.
No, I didn't. I said they're overrated. They're just not like, oh, God, Lightning 4s. Like, no.
You said you were Dookie in one and throw it.
I didn't say all that.
Off a cliff.
All right. Number 10. What you got?
Number Daniel. 10, surprising, I think, is Jordan 2 Mellow Colorway.
Jordan 2 Mellow Colorway.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like it sucks.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Oh, that sucks.
But, God, but hey, man, this is up to you. Hey,
y'all love twos. God bless. So, hey.
I like twos, but.
Number 9, Lightning 4s.
I knew it. But that's where they should be. 9, 10, 8.
Number
nowhere.
Number 8, Supreme 5 Camo.
Too low.
Too low. But I agree with it.
Yep.
I agree with it. It's kind of low.
Too low.
It's kind of low.
Number 7.
Sucks.
Fear 4.
Okay.
I thought that was your honorable mention. Oh, no. Oreo 4.
That was my honorable mention.
Yeah, okay.
And then number 6 is Toro 4.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I'm sure that's on George's list.
Dang.
Really? What you got?
If they would have made an all red shoe that wasn't patent leather, I would have picked it. Or all blue shoe for that matter. But
they probably would have ruined it.
I mean,
you they got up with all blue 12s and they're trash.
I mean, Jordan Brand is obviously doing something right if you buying bots to cop ones this weekend coming up. So.
That's different.
Nah, this is more of pride.
That's sentimental.
This is a pride.
His answer is acceptable. You're a Gaylord.
This is pride.
I've wanted those since you were born.
I've wanted those ever since I knew he broke a backboard.
Yes.
What you got, number 10?
Number 10, Jeter 1.
I was at that game.
Meh.
Dang. I forgot about
that. I wrote it down.
Is that an LS Smith from 2012?
Yes, I don't know, man.
Jeter 1s are dope. I'm not trying to run it. I've seen some people like running to the store for those. I don't know about that, but they're pretty dope.
How much they go for now? $450.
Oh, that's it?
Oh. I was going to say like $600, but yeah,
I thought
might
like
be right.
$800 or something like that. Oh, that's not too bad.
I think they were when
we can get those instead. We can get those instead of Yeezys if you want.
I think I'd be good.
We can get twinsies.
Yeah, I like how you said we. That's cute.
What else?
I think that's the second time twinsies has been said on this show.
What you got?
Number 9. No one else will have this shoe, and I'm actually proud of that. But Black Cat 4s, love them. Bought them when they came out.
So bad.
Yeah, that suck.
Love them.
They're whack.
Nah, you're tripping.
They probably should have been leather because once them joints get dusty, really can't.
No, that's true. That's the actual fact. But that's the same thing with. That's the same thing with.
Oreo
cement
4
or whatever. The same thing. They get dust in there. What do you want to call it? New suede or new buck or whatever?
I think that might be the only all black shoe that I think is okay. There's no other all
triple,
black shoe.
Triple black Ultra Boost.
Those
like.
Suck.
No, they don't.
The Boost color doesn't match. It's
Supreme?
Off.
98?
No, not the NMD. Oh, the they like Ultra shoes. Boost that's not out yet.
I know what you're talking about. It doesn't match. The Boost does
the
not.
The shoe's not out. How do you know if it matches
from
or not?
From the pictures, you can tell.
Okay, you complain literally about picks that are.
Did I tell you that the boost on the Solar Red NMDs didn't match?
Yes.
Facts. And you said, but what are also, you talking about? But did it, you look at the pictures?
It looked
the pictures
orange. Online it looked are orange never, in other pictures, though.
The pictures online are never right. You know, the, trust me.
The exactly. So how, still that's white. My
still white.
The that's bottom my of point. The boost no, is still no, white. It's not. Black. Not all in black the pictures that like. Came out. Now, the picture might be wrong, but no, the boost on the bottom is black. I'm serious. Look up the most recent picture. It's black on the bottom.
Oh, you'd be looking on like Marquee Soul.
Okay. Yeah. that site went out 27 years ago. But hey, shout out to Marquee Soul.
You saw
Air Kids. Randy's. Shout out to Air Randy, too.
What else you got?
Oh, wow.
I used to be on Air Randy's looking too, like, oh, what's out?
That's something when you could just get it in a regular brown box.
Should I get these 45 Concords?
It's not even a Jordan box. It's just a brown box with a pair of shoes in it.
DHgate.
Number 8, Shattered Backboard, the first colorway, or whatever you want to call it. Oh, Shattered Backboard 1.0.
Yeah.
Home.
I think it should be higher than that.
Shattered Backboard Home.
It should be
number
higher.
Number 8? This is 2016. Or
you better have
or
another one
came
on
out.
I'm gonna see what. Okay, what you got?
All right, let's see.
What did you not put on your list to put Shattered Backboards higher?
What you got, man?
Definitely never Black Cat Fours.
Black Cat Fours are flames. Number 7 is a split, and it's because it's a pack DMP 611 pack. Got to have it on there. Those sixes are dope. I think the sixes are better than the 11s.
Yeah, I don't know.
To be honest with you,
that Concord with the gold jump in.
Yeah, I could live without the Concord, but I think the 6 is dope. So if you want to put the 6 by itself, fine, but I split it on there because of the pack. God?
I guess I should have had that on there.
Probably.
I mean, that's the first time I tried to spend.
It's a black and gold shoe. Black and gold together.
That was the first thing I tried to spend like $700 on in my
life. Yeah, actually,
that's
true.
When I went to Flyco, that's true.
And then number 6, Oreo 4.
Oh, okay. You never wear Oreo 4s.
Yeah, you never wear. I haven't worn the pair. Still dead stock.
Mine, too. Everything does
mine too.
Every time I go in the room,
what size is yours?
Every time I go in the room, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna wear this today. And
you can't
I don't feel like lacing it.
If it was a 10, we'd have something to talk about.
It was a 9.5. I sold it $150. Like Diaz, I don't care about those.
I got Columbia.
Really?
Oreos does.
Anything in my closet is Diaz $150. Like I don't. I gotta get Yeezys. Okay.
Can I get a list of what's in your closet?
I will send you a list. Simple. What you got? 10.
Number 10. Toro 4s.
Okay. Do you got those?
I do have those.
God, you got so much stuff we've never seen.
Oh, you're that guy, huh?
I have
everything,
and it's
okay.
Also,
okay, I'll tell you.
And also the point you made before is he could sell 7 things and go
like,
get whatever shoe.
I don't understand you. Like, there's a lot of things that you want that like probably actually matters. Do you realize you could probably sell
like stuff like, you don't, like 7
Kobe
things
8s.
You don't even care about,
you
or that
you probably have 15 Kobe 8s that could sell them for $50 and go buy Yeezy 750s, and it wouldn't matter if you didn't own those Kobe 8s anymore. Like,
but I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay $1,000 for.
Okay, but you'd rather keep over $1,000 worth of stock in your closet. You probably have how many Kobe 8s you might got? About 20. You might have 20 Kobe 8s. That's about 3. You
probably 14. 15.
Where is this Kobe 8 thing coming from? By the way,
he has a ton of those. Oh. He probably has just Christmas Kobe 8s. Probably about 4.
2.
Right. I sold him 1. Okay.
2.
Like, he has tons of stuff. Like, you could say, you know what? I would like to.
That's
go
how
buy
you know
the,
everything I'm, he has because he buys
the first
it all
Christmas,
from you,
right?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah,
not that.
The second one's garbage.
Not that second one. You could
the
say, you know
the
what?
Honey,
I would
honey
like
toads on there.
I would like 750s today. You could literally say that. Post all like 15 pairs of shoes on eBay and sell them like that and go buy 750s. No problem.
I'm in the process of
no, you're not.
I'm in the process.
No, you're not.
You're
a quantity
down,
person.
I'm getting in the process. I want to get down.
Yeah, but then you go and buy 3 pairs of reverse Shattered Backboards instead of 1 pair of Yeezys.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Or that in 1 year, reverse Shattered Backboards will be $600. I will be able to sell them for
regular Shattered Backboards aren't even $600. They're
go on Flight Club.
All right.
You're kind of high, though.
Go on Flight Club. 9.5 is $600.
And you'll get 480
back. No. He's right, but this is the thing.
That's not right because regular Shattered Backboards are $450 right now.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, he's right. They're going to go up in price, but he's
they are going to go up.
He
last has the original
last year's Shattered Backboards are $600 on Flight Club right now.
You can't have a Grails list. You can literally get anything on a Grails list right now. Literally anything, and you sit there with like 7,000 shoes in the closet. You could literally get any sneaker you want, literally any sneaker.
Yeah, I'm in the process right now of shrinking. I want to get to 150 pairs of shoes.
You want to what?
Get down to 150 pairs of shoes.
I would like.
And how many do you have right now?
He's in the sevens. He has to be in the sevens. He has to be. It's impossible.
No, I'm not in sevens.
What are you in?
Six something.
You can get a size 11. You can get a size 11 shattered backboard for $430.
He
right
says
now.
He's 697. 697.
You can get, did you hear what I said? You can get a size 11 shattered backboard DS legit for $430.
Okay. I don't wear size 11, so.
I'm not saying for you to buy it. I'm saying that's what it costs. So okay. If you think this shattered backboard is going to be higher, you're insane.
Oh, I'm saying that last year's shattered backboard is $600. It might go higher. Size 9.5 on Flight Club right now.
What's
so
number
if this
nine?
One hits 500 and I paid 220,
but
do
are
the stats.
You gonna be able
run
to
stats
sell
on
it for that price is the point. Just yes. Because something is on the website doesn't mean it's selling
sell
it at that price.
You know you could sell probably half your collection and buy undefeated's probably undefeated fours probably.
Yeah.
You might as well.
I don't want those. Yeah, I just love them.
But like you would
it's
literally
on your list, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go number nine. You literally could be the king of, like, the dopest sneakers ever. But you're, like, the king of, like, just mini sneakers. You're, like, the god of mini sneakers. You should be the god of quality sneakers, like, you have everything
there's
on earth.
There's things in the work.
You just said I might buy Shattered Backboard 31s if I get a discount.
I might.
Oh, God.
If I get them for $110, why not?
Why not? Because you want Yeezy 750s.
No, I want them for $350. I don't want them for $1,200. All right.
Continue. Number nine.
Number nine. Cav 4s. Also own those.
Believe
I own
it.
Those.
Believe it.
I mean, it could be honorable mention shoe.
It's a good one.
Number eight.
Can't wear it, but
the
it's a
shoe,
good one.
The shoe, when I opened the box and looked at it, I was like, oh, these are dope. But, I mean.
Cav 4 release might have been the most lit.
It was dope, but what are you going to wear with it?
I don't know.
Cav shorts?
Not the most.
Mitchell and his throwback Cav shorts?
Never going to happen.
And a Gucci Man t-shirt?
You would never wear that.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing is no one wore it with Cavs gear. I mean, maybe they would now that LeBron's back, but everyone wore it with Knicks gear.
Knicks, yeah.
That's the part that's the most ridiculous.
They're really hard to wear. You can't wear them. I love the way they look.
You throw them on like a pair of jeans, like a black shirt or a white shirt or a gray shirt. Or...
Let me tell you something. When somebody says how to wear something and they say, you just go buy a polo or you wear a white shirt or a black shirt, you can't dress. Like, that's fact. I hate when people say that. Yo, you could wear these with anything. If somebody says Mama Curios are impossible to wear. Yo, you just get a white polo shirt. Anybody can get a white polo shirt and wear anything on earth. You could wear anything with the white polo
okay,
shirt.
Mama Curios is different. Like,
you,
that's
you
different.
Put on blue jeans and a black t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah
wear
you can do that.
Anything on earth. Yeah. There's nothing you can't wear with a plain black t-shirt and jeans. Like, no, impossible to wear. Cav 4s, impossible to wear.
I'll wear them next week. Challenge accepted.
No, you won't.
How many
you
times have you worn?
I did wear them already.
How many
actually.
4s have you worn recently?
Zero.
The last 4, probably the Cav 4s when I wore them here a month or 2 ago.
No, I think you wore them in my house. Oh, no, he wore 3s in my house. Yeah. Cemented. Okay, go. Number 8.
Number 8.
You wore 4s in my house.
I do not own these.
Yeah, and you were upset.
Gym Red 1s.
Yeah, those
love
are dope.
Those.
Yeah, they're dope.
Love those.
I could think of the name of them. That's why I didn't put them on my list.
Gym Red 1s. Probably.
It's honorable mention sneaker on my list.
Those
probably.
Are off the hook. I've seen, shout out to Charles, wearing those off the hook.
Number 7.
How much they go for?
They're reasonable.
$450 to $500.
Nah, I don't think they're that much.
No, I thought I would have said $350 to be honest.
$350? I need some consolation prizes if I can't get these Yeezys. I can get bands for $350.
Number 7.
You can get bands for cheaper than that.
You might hate this.
I can't say Murals.
The Dorn.
No, that was on the overrated list, like near the top.
Facts. The Dornbacher Jordan 4s.
No, that's not. It's on my list.
It is?
Wait.
Really?
Wait.
God bless.
I know you wanted them bad when they came out, but my impression of that was just that because it's a Dornbacher.
No.
So
it
I
wasn't,
don't.
Because I hated them until I had got off work at a training class. I went to Nike. Remember I told you.
Yes, I know the story. I was going
to go. Homeboy was there.
And
I looked at
him.
No. I'm talking about when I went to Nike just to see if they would show them to me. And Donald Dockett was there. And they were showing him. And I said, Jesus, they're actually tight. Then I went to go camp out. DB4s is the only. DB4s and 3s. We talked about it. Are the only ones that are okay. In the DB collection. That's it. I don't even like DB6s. The only ones that look okay. It's on my list. What else you got?
Superman. Yeah.
Number 6.
They Dornbacher, gotta be on your guys' list.
Dornbacher 3.
Fine. No, no.
And those are interchangeable. 4 and 3. Could be.
That don't suck.
So that interchangeable 6 and 7. That's number 6.
All right.
You guys are tripping. I'm going to retroactively put the Dornbacher 3 on my honorable mention list because that should have been on there.
It didn't even cross my mind. Choke.
I had two pairs 10. Of them, but they were like size 14 and size 15.
Number 10, Gucci ones. Not the Gucci ones, the green and black ones. The red ones.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Love
the
those.
Christmas ones? Like the red
the
suede
furry,
ones?
Yeah, the green
the furry
velvet
swoosh
on the inside. The green velvet swoosh. Very underrated.
Own those?
Yeah, but they're not top 10, but they're dope.
No, they're a top 10.
No, they're not.
They're number 10.
But they're dope.
Number 9, Cav 4s. Yes, they are. They're off the hook. They're the original Gym Reds. All right. This was green.
No.
Number, they really number are nine. Gym reds. Gym back you could bleach. You could bleach.
We actually went
so much. The toe. I think. Is I think the most
we actually went. We actually went to like three stores for you to try to get those. And I don't know if you bought them. I didn't get them.
No, because I bought the OG version and then I bought the new version too. I have the original.
I actually bought the new version on Swoosh.
Shout out. We went to about three stores for you to get those, and you didn't get them. I don't think.
Number nine, Cal 4s. Love the shoe. I traded it for a KD4 and that I got rid of too. Number eight, cool gray 10s.
Wait, what size did you get on that story? You had to tell cool that story one day. Cat 4 day.
Are you sure what size did you get?
The one with
I got my size. Remember
the red
he was going to give me a 10.
Oh, and then he went back in the back.
Red lighter?
We should, I mean, I'm not going to tell the story because I'm not saying his
name.
You
talking about the infrared 10s?
No.
Those?
Yeah, those. Fire.
You want those for retail?
No, but I like them.
Okay.
Hey, retail, wasn't it like 160?
I don't wear Jordans like that.
Was it
tight?
Was it 160 or 190?
I mean, Jimmy Butler should wear those in a game, but not you.
They're probably the best. You got those too? Yeah. Jesus Christ. Number one.
Jimmy Butler should wear them
okay,
in a game.
Okay, I'm going to assume these are on your list somewhere. Number seven, Frag 1s.
Okay. Oh shit!
Oh,
failure, home.
You gotta have those.
Failure, home.
Yeah, I might have them a little too low, but
yeah,
you
got them too low for certain.
Frag ones, and I got one above it that I probably shouldn't. But okay. Sport Blue threes, number six. Sport Blue threes
suck.
They don't suck. They can't suck. They can't suck.
I like it.
They can't suck.
It's terrible
with blue.
They should have did a if the outsole wasn't translucent and just solid blue, it would have been a lot better. But it's a dope shoe.
They suck. Like, you can't say they suck.
They suck.
It's just you have your cement
black. What program are you using to do your list, by the way?
Notes. I told you that last time. Notes, bro. Look.
I need to figure this out. Wait, you can do that? Oh, you can post a picture in notes?
Yeah.
Dang, bro. Revolutionary.
You learned a lot of new stuff with the iPhone today.
Hey.
That's a fact.
When he said iPhone 4, I wanted to punch through the phone and punch him in the face. You're smoking sherm sticks if you think it was on iPhone 4.
No, it was on iPhone 4S.
Which iOS was it on? Not what iPhone. Okay, well, exactly.
Okay.
I wouldn't like mistakenly like sport figured blue? That out a long time ago. Okay, if that
sport
was true.
Blue, sport blue
sport
threes.
Blue three sucks so bad that even I don't own them.
No, they don't. Okay, this you're talking about a regular cement red one. They just switched the red with blue. How could the shoe
honorable
suck?
Honorable mention at best.
I mean, I could respect that.
Every time I see these, I want to buy them more.
I'm
but
buying them.
But I don't. But
I want those.
No, that's the very thing of
I
save
want
your
those
money for
orange
Yeezys.
Box
that's like
I want those orange box dunks so bad.
They're, okay, do you don't want them so bad.
I
you
think we actually might like miss them. Like that's how I think many people want them. Though.
I want them.
Nah,
I think
come
we might.
I
miss
want
them.
To own those.
You getting them, Daniel?
They're
you don't like them?
They're 180
orange box dunks.
I mean, that's like.
I want to own those.
I mean, it's eight and a half. Cool.
Wait, how much are they?
Those are dope.
180 presale.
How much is like retail?
Well, on, 120 on,
probably.
Oh. Stock
110
it.
Probably.
It's an SP.
Hold on,
right?
Here. Hold on. Let me look on. What are they called? Orange school?
Orange box.
Orange box. Look at this guy hiding his test. He's covered up his Scantron. I would look at his list. All right, let's go, Daniel. What's number five?
Did you finish?
Yeah, I'm done. Number six was sport blue threes. Yeah, I'm done and I'm finished.
Oh, okay.
What you got?
Let's go back up here. Number five, frag one.
Okay.
Number four, Oregon 5.
There the green go. One?
Yeah. Mm. Have you seen it in person? That shoe's so dope.
I saw it at
yeah, they're clean.
Pound for pound?
Yeah, 120, 130 pre-sale.
What was it?
The Jordan 5.
What Jordan 5?
Oregon. Green ones.
Oh, yeah, those are yeah, let me forgot all those.
Number three is Jordan 9, the bin. Bin 9.
The gold ones?
Ugh. Ew.
What?
Those suck.
What?
You those like are, those?
Yeah, Sports Blue 3.
I don't know.
Oh,
man.
This orange box dunks have a puffy tongue?
It's an SB, though, right?
Yeah, but they got rid of the
what
puffy tongue.
What is wrong with
you? Okay. So you got Ben tongue. Nines as number three?
Yeah.
What's number two?
Doncey, the blue one.
Okay. The insole is the best part of that
it's
shoe.
It's not.
Okay. I don't know.
Doncey blues are just flawless.
Number one?
They are, but the shoe is too bulky.
Nah.
Yes,
nah.
It is. I had the
yeah, you
beach.
Know, you know, you're right.
At least in a size 12, it is. I don't know about a 9.5. Maybe it would look more regular, but in a size 12.
You know, you're right. It's bulky, but
shoe
it's
is bigger
so
than this
well,
table.
You got to keep it. What else? That was number one. Let's hit number one.
Number one.
Number one. Pay attention, guys.
Space Jam 11.
That's your number one?
Yep.
Are you buying the new ones?
No.
Yeah, no, you're
maybe,
not.
Maybe.
Don't.
I didn't even think about maybe. Putting that one on there.
Yeah,
that,
Space
exactly.
Space
Jams came out like what? 99?
I was
2001.
Well, I mean, he wore them.
No, not really.
In the game.
Yes, against the Monstars.
In the movie.
In the movie, yeah.
And he wore them like.
No, that was 96. A
version of it, like, in.
Your story be changing as you go. He wore a.
He probably wore it to, like, Birmingham Barons practice.
Just because it's so classic, I know it's not super hyped, but
no, I love Space Jam ones. But I mean, the first Space Jam,
the color blocking on the shoe, the way they made it, is about as flames of a shoe as you can make it. But I just there's something about 11s that I don't like anymore. I used to love them, and I don't love 11s anymore.
Interesting fact is it's 11 is not like one of my top favorite Jordans either. It's actually one of my least. I'm really not a big fan of Patent.
And you know what's funny? I think I don't know if Simple has it on there, but I really wanted to put 72 10s on my list, but because they look
the colorway is dope.
You let the hype get to you. See, you only put the hype stuff.
Hey, Simple, we're driving around town with about 7 of them in the back of the car.
I got one, I think, or two maybe.
What you got, George? What's number 5?
Five.
Got fought by the Indian man.
5. Yeah, y'all were shook. Y'all were calling me up while I was walking to the mall.
Yo, that dude's gonna beat the crap out of us.
I mean, I would have. No. I think that was
72 tens.
No, that was white.
No,
Columbia.
No, 72 tens.
Look at that, we're
at Fiesta.
Yeah, I know. We were at Fiesta for that one too, because we seen.
No, it was 72 tens.
We seen. Because
we already had a bunch.
All right, never mind.
What's number 5?
5. Lightning Fours already been mentioned. Number 4. No one else has said it yet. You're probably not gonna have it on your list. You should know I will have it on my list, and you're gonna hate like you always do. But Cool Gray Fours.
That almost made it.
Oh, those are. Why you like those so much?
I had to limit because after a while it started just becoming
it's a four number one fours on the list. Flames.
Yeah, but you don't like isn't there a gray 3?
Yeah, but I don't really like threes besides like black cement, white cement.
Something
I can live
about cool gray fours just never did it for me.
Cool gray fours are dope. Yeah. Number 3, Simple's biggest mistake:
frag ones,
flames. Number 2, undefeated 4, obviously.
What'd you say?
Meh.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's dope. It's just like a
super dope.
You guys can stand in the corner and jack each other off.
That should have made it on your most overhyped list, though.
No, not at all.
And it was on mine.
You realistically?
It was on mine.
Look, I like the shoe. I like the ballistic material. I like the green and orange.
Beautiful.
But realistically, think about if that shoe got released as a GR, would it be worth as much as it was?
It wouldn't be worth as much as it is, but it would fly, and I would if it was a GR. I'd own 5 of them.
Would you think it'd be like lightning status?
It would be above lightning.
I think
Simple kills. He's like 5 of them, and he really would. Like, he wouldn't really wear any of them.
I have five of them.
You really would.
Okay, yeah. Now maybe this is because the undefeated orange green orange olive craze was already in existence. But when those KD4 olives came out, I know you remember
that
being
rogue
at
one?
Nike.
Yeah.
And being like, we were talking to what's-her-name to try to get him to bring them out before they put them on the shelves. And I bought both size 12s they had. And I thought he was going to get in trouble. And because I wanted them, I didn't care.
No, what happened was that, because I was
he
there,
he knows
too.
How much I
the
love
N,
olive
the
and orange
The
N7
came out that day, too. Because I went there to pick up N7s, and some other guy came
okay,
in.
Maybe that's
and
what
they automatically, they're like, you here for that? He's like, no, I don't want that shit. I just want the olive shoe.
All right. Yeah. We went there, and they weren't on the shelf. And homeboy that we knew... I don't know if he was ever in the group or not, or we just knew him from Nike.
What's his name?
I don't remember. We haven't been there in so long, but he brought him out. He was like, you want to see him?
Was
I was
he
like,
here?
Yeah. He brought him out. Nah. No one from the group, I don't think. He brought him out, and I was like, well, you going to sell him to me? And he was like, yeah. And then I think Greg was like, well, how many you got? And he was like, I think we got 2 size 12s. I was like, I'll take them both. And I bought both of them. And I just assumed, like, oh, somebody's going to be upset, either the manager or the next person that comes in for a size 12. Because they didn't tweet it or nothing. That was in the days where they, tweeted stuff when it was coming out or when it was on the shelf. So, yeah. But, yes, any olive shoe is flames. I would buy it if it was a GR. I don't even care. Number 1, though, Eminem 4. The blue, to me, is...
So, your top 2 are, like, literally, like, impossible. Like,
yes, one's a friends and family. We discussed this earlier. I mean, if
I remember you saying that.
You can have an opinion on whether or not something doesn't come out. You wouldn't put it on a list, but this is literally the best non-original colorways of Jordans. This is number 1 to me.
I just think those shoes always end up in this list or any Jordan list. Those shoes always end up in the top 3.
Are they in yours?
I mean, no. It should be. I didn't put like.
I
didn't put like.
I did that on
you just
purpose.
Disproved your own theory.
I did that on purpose.
I didn't put like Carhartt. M&Ms on there or whatever. Those you know suck. What I mean? Okay, well, I'm just saying. Suck.
All right, number five, simple.
If it was like only about exclusivity, I could have put that on there. But the actual two colorways of those shoes are dope.
Number five, the original Shatterback Board 1. Number four, Ben 5s. Number three, M&M Jordan 4s. Number two, Supreme Camo 5s. And the greatest non-OG Jordan colorway of all time to me and should be to everybody in the world, the Jordan Times Undefeated 4.
Oh, my God. My turn.
Green and orange.
All right.
I would own
ten. Did I also mention that Undefeated is like my favorite brand, too? So
they're happy too. They're opening.
But you two...
I'm getting Undefeated 8s.
I knew
eights.
That was going to be your number one.
I'm getting Undefeated 8s.
Well, 1 and 2. Number I thought, Undefeated 8s?
I mean, it could have been number those 1, suck. But the M&M 2 with the blue is...
If you don't own Aquas... You actually
I own probably, Aquas.
Okay. I don't even know why I said that.
Okay.
Number 5. Number 5. DB4s. I put DB4s on there because...
Didn't you say that already?
Yeah,
no.
You said that already.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did because we had a discussion about it.
No, he said DB4s, and I said it's on my list.
DB4
is number 5 because, I mean, the fact that they made that work. I mean, the shoe has arrows all over it, Superman logo, green, some Afro
Man. Yeah, because
man,
it's black, though, that's why.
It looks good.
Dang! You can't say that, 2016.
Number four.
After the N-word you said earlier, that won't be on the show because it's getting cut out.
Number four. I didn't say N-word. Stop that. Black Lives Matter, B.
His dad about to cut him off, B. His uncle about to cut him off. It's a wrap. No, we out. That's it. That's the sneakness.
Number four, Just Done 2 Blues.
Hey.
Perfect. I mean, they did the blues just right. Number three, Shatterback Boards OGs. Number two, PSNY 12s. They did that really good at all green.
I had a feeling
they
you did it really good.
They did really good. And number one, Supreme Camo. I put Supreme Camo number one. Because that's a shoe they could have really tracked.
That's a shoe you easily could get and you don't have. So for you giving me grief that for having brick, the M&M 4s on
but
there.
They're
and then,
five. I'm not going to wear them. This is the Jordan list. I wouldn't own 85% of this list.
I would
about?
Wear every single thing on my list.
Not mine. I would.
Why?
That's
because
it's about
what they look like. What I think the best looking, not what the best ones I would wear. That's not what the list. The best colorway non OGs.
Would you wear everything on your list?
Yes.
He wears everything. He said he has Aqua 8s. Is there anything else?
What's wrong with Aqua 8s?
They're okay. Aqua 8s are the best 8s, but they're just Aqua 8s.
Okay, that's
just it.
That's like, I can't believe you made a list of stuff you won't wear.
I made a list of stuff that I think looks good. Calf 4s look good, but I would never wear it. Never. Never wear it. I would never wear it.
So then there's got to be 10 things that you would wear then.
PSNY 12s. You know I love those shoes. I just couldn't wear them, so I had to sell them. But I love them.
Were they stiff?
Yeah, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Not
the
really.
Material seems like it would be kind of stiff.
No, it wasn't really stiff. Pause. It was just, they're just too big.
Yeah, y'all got to...
Cool Grey 10. I think they look good. Anyways, anything else? All right, that's it.
Follow us or else.